counting on your fingers on this moment of science. Kids learn to count on their fingers because they're so, well, handy. And it makes sense. Most number systems originally developed as people counted using their fingers. The counting system of native Greenlanders not only uses all 10 fingers, but all 10 toes as well. Here's how it works. The Greenlandic word for the number 7 translates as second hand 2. That means you count 5 on the first hand and add 2 from the second to make 7. After you run out of fingers, go for the toes. 13 translates as first foot 3. That means you add all 10 fingers plus 3 toes. The counting system we use has a base of 10. Larger numbers are simply multiples of 10. For example, 10 tens make 100. We're so used to our base 10 system that it may seem like the only possibility, but the Greenlandic number system has a base of 20, and others have a base of 5. Of all the number systems ever invented, 5, 10, and 20 are the most common bases. It's no coincidence that these bases match the number of fingers on one hand, or two hands, or all of our fingers and toes. The connection between fingers and counting is so close that several languages have just one word that means both hand and the number 5. Even in English, the word digit describes either a number or a finger. So if anyone teases you for counting on your fingers, just tell them you find your digits quite handy. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textillery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Amy Brough, with help from Michael Dixon in the History and Philosophy of Science. For a Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.